This is DC Talk number 51. That's right, we have crossed that milestone of 50, and we are on 51. This is July the 13th of 2019. I am Mike, and I will do this alone, but it won't be interesting, so I have with me Carrie. How's it going?
So I should go home now? Oh, wait, I am home.
If you want an interesting podcast, you have to stay.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess we should probably be interesting then.
You said
you could do this alone.
I said I could, but it wouldn't be interesting.
Hey, you know what? You just said that I wasn't necessary for the podcast to go on. So I'm just giving.
So Carrie is going to be looking for a new co-host, and I'll be vetting the options and choosing the right one to replace me. Uh-huh. So
you act like you get a say in that. No, I'm kidding. It's all good. I am good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited because we have something special coming out this week. Actually, we have a lot of DC stuff this week coming up.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about this show and getting going. But I'm glad you're doing good. As far as some announcements go before we kind of really dig into things, again, go to randomchatter.com/community. That's got our Discord link. That's got our Patreon link if you want to be a contributor to that. Thank you for all those who give. Discord is our community. We also have a TeePublic link on that site as well. And if you want to get something with our logo on it, if you want to get something with the Guardians logo, the Random Chatter Teeth logo, we have other shows that are coming from TeePublic. You can get on a mug, a shirt, a hoodie, do we offer tattoos yet?
No. I'm not getting a tattoo.
Carrie, I'm offended. You would not get a tattoo of DC Talk on your back.
No,
or something.
No, not happening.
Okay, cool. But go to randomchatter.com/community. We gotta get those like lick and stick tattoos, those temporary ones. Remember those ones you used to get like the cracker?
I'm sorry,
you didn't lick them. You had to
wet
them.
Yeah, I remember them, and then I got real ones. So, you know.
No, we don't have that, but we go to randomchat.com/community to see everything we've got. You can also go to our main site, randomchat.com, to check out all the awesome other podcasts that we have on the network. As far as show announcements you want to go, I kind of want to mention this, throw this out here again. So some of the stuff we talk about in news, as well as especially in the DC TV discussion, may be spoilery-ish. All right, so keep those things in mind. If you haven't seen the current seasons of some of the shows, or if you haven't seen some of the movies, some of that stuff may be spoilerish in the news, and we're not going to kind of shy away from that, because we don't want to wait like 6 months for a news article to actually be able to talk about it, because we'll be way behind by then. So keep that in mind, and by the time we get to the TV discussion, we're obviously talking about that week's episodes, so make sure if you're not caught up to come back and listen to us after you're caught up. But in honor of movies, don't forget, Shazam comes out on DVD this week.
It does.
I'm so excited. I've been dying to get my wife to watch this movie. I think it's hysterical. I love digital, and I usually always get the DVD Blu-ray digital copy.
Mm-hmm.
And people's like, oh, I get digital now. I never buy DVDs. I still buy the DVDs, because what happens if your Netflix subscription, you get rid of it, or as everybody else is trying to compete and build their own subscriptions, you're like, you know, I just can't do it anymore. Well, now guess what? You lost your digital.
Yeah.
So now you get a hard copy.
The problem I'm running up against is storage is becoming a premium. So storage for physical stuff is not always the best thing.
You
can
store
them
at my house.
What?
You can store them at my
house. I'm not sending my stuff to Ohio.
And you could do it. It's cool.
No.
It's only what? A couple hour trip
no,
or something.
No, not happening. A couple not hours. Happening. Try at least 2 days.
It'd be worth
no.
it. It'd be worth no. And in honor of Shazam coming out this Tuesday on DVD, I thought, what better way? We haven't had a DC quote yet of the week. So we're going to quote Shazam. Here we go. This is when he is talking to the villain of the movie. All right, and they're in the air, and he's all the way on one side of the city, and the villain's on the other, and he says, are you making some, like, big evil guy speech right now or something? You're, like, a mile away from me, and there's traffic and cars and stuff, and all I see is mouth moving. perfect.
Awesome.
I thought I was debating between that one or the one like, wait a minute, I didn't know I can fly. I can figure out how to pee in this thing. I thought about that one too, but
you just did that one. So it's
I did.
So it's good. All good.
I did. It is. But we're going to kind of move on into our news characters. Nothing else.
I don't think so.
All right, let's talk a little bit about our news. First up in our TV news, Legends of Tomorrow has confirmed that Constantine will return for season 5.
Yay!
All right, I'm digging this. I love getting me some more Matt Ryan. I mean, he is the Constantine.
He is so awesome as Constantine. I love this character, and I am only sorry that we aren't getting more Swamp Thing, because I would love for them to send him over there to Marais at some point. But that's not going to happen.
I would probably let it go. I would love to see can we please see Constantine interact with Oliver Queen this season?
Maybe.
I want to see that.
I mean, depending on how they do the crossover this time, because
Renee, he can interact with Renee.
Because the legends have learned their lesson. We hope.
We hope they've learned their lesson. It's only going to be a 5-night crossover or five-episode crossover.
No problem.
I think they learned a lesson. If they could get Black Lightning in there, I'd love to see Constantine interact with Black Lightning. That would be interesting.
Very interesting.
But you have to have Constantine return for season 5 with what they kind of set up in the season finale.
Which brings me to my next big news.
They've also confirmed that Olivia Swan will be coming back as Astra, as the season 5 big bad.
Very cool.
For those who don't remember, this is a spoiler right here. If you have not seen the most recent season, she took a lot of the soul tokens when she left from hell.
Yeah, this is something we were discussing. We were discussing when we discussed the finale too.
Right.
That totally got set up at the end of last season.
So we generally know, we think, where they're going to go outside of the crossover. They're probably going to go soul chasing these people, more than likely, back in their time.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
It would be, yeah.
Moving on to another show, The Flash. Some recent set photos revealed that Godspeed is going to be returning for season 6.
Interesting. I hope... Who voiced him? He was Hugo Strange on Gotham.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of his name right now. It's going to annoy the crap out of me.
All right. Well, you keep going, and I'll look it up for you.
I'm looking right now. Or you keep going. I'll look.
Okay. So he's so Godspeed's returning, which makes sense because when Nora was erased from the timeline after this in the season finale, it kind of sped everything up and sped Crisis up and all the kind of things. So
BD Wong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it also sped up the formation of Godspeed as well, because now Nora wasn't able to stop him in the future because Nora wasn't there. So it kind of sped up his arrival onto the scene. So I'm excited to see Godspeed this season.
It's all Nora's fault. Unfortunately, she's dead and can't help and can't fix it.
She's still causing problems.
Yep, even dead, she's causing problems.
This
sucks.
Good job, Nora.
But I guess we'll have to deal.
Well, something that we're gonna have to figure out how they're gonna work is the next two bits of news come from Arrow. Apparently, Arrow is now promoting Catherine McNamara to a series regular for the final season of Arrow. For those who don't remember, she played Mia Smoke in the future timeline.
They're probably going to do more flash forwards this season.
I think so, too. I think they're going to do stuff between when we saw and the current and the end of the season. So kind of like they're in the middle, would likely. Or... with Crisis coming, the timelines and stuff could be speeding up, and Mia from the future could be ended up back in the present of Arrow.
Yeah, there could be some weird timey-wimey type stuff going on, especially with Crisis coming.
Right, because from what I do know about Crisis from the comics is that they go get heroes from the past, present, and future, as well as other Earths. So it's possible that Mia could end up in the same situation that Barry and Iris ended up with Nora in Flash last season.
I mean, this isn't necessarily Arrow specific, but I wonder if they would bring back Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
I wish they would. That was one thing I was kind of irritated about in the first season of Legends, is that they killed them off like really quickly.
Well, they didn't kill them off; they just left.
In essence, yeah, but it's anyways.
But they're still in play. The other one, especially if with all the teasing they've done of possible Green Lantern stuff, if they were to bring back Obsidian, if you remember, he was in the second season of Legends. I believe that was... Peter Weller's. I think it was Peter Weller that was playing him.
Right. It was Peter Weller. So the character's name is Todd Rice, but yeah, you're right. He's Obsidian, and it was it was Lance Henriksen, the older one, and Dan Payne played the younger one.
That's right. Yeah, because Obsidian is the son of the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott.
Okay.
So that could be an interesting way to play with teasing out the arrival of Green Lantern into the Arrowverse.
That could.
If they did that. And I mean, I would love to see Jade show up, but she's been more associated with Kyle than with any of the other Lanterns, because Jade's Obsidian sister.
Okay. Speaking of more people coming back, last week there was a photo that ended up on Twitter by Beth Schwartz, the showrunner, that said the first season premiere's title of that episode will be Starling City. Uh-huh. It had many fans wondering if Arrow would be headed back to the past, since that hasn't been used since it was renamed after Ray died.
Since Ray renamed the city,
quote unquote, right? So we won't know, but we also know that Colin Donnell, who played Tommy Merlin, will be back, as well as Josh Segarra, who played Adrian Chase or Prometheus in season 5, will be returning. However,
I'm happy about Tommy. I'm not so psyched about Prometheus, but I'm sure they have a plan.
They do, and Schwartz said that neither character will be quite the way the fans remember them. So again, we have that whole Crisis thing going on. We have some flash forwards and that kind of thing. We know that Tommy showed up at one point in season 5.
That was a ghost, but he did show up in Crisis on Earth X.
Right, and we do know that also Chase has shown up at one point as well, when Oliver was drugged, in season 7, Living Proof was the episode title. So we know they'll be back, but they did say that that they're going to be coming back in a much different way. Mark Guggenheim.
Well, I'm sure there's probably going to be an Earth. Different Earth type thing going on, I'm guessing, but I could be wrong.
Right. I think they're going to bring in as many of the big people as they can for the final season of Arrow.
Oh yeah. I would not be surprised if
The Blur shows up. The Blur? What? The Blur?
No.
I'm telling you. I am telling you now, Carrie. This is my theory. With Crisis coming and multiple Earths, past, present, and future, we will get a
Earth 90 Blur?
The Blur with Tom Welling will like stop in real quick and then run away. And he don't even have to stay there. We just need that fan service of the Blur showing up.
No, I would actually like to see Thea come back.
That would be really cool to see them actually connect Smallville into the Arrowverse. That would be the way to connect Smallville into the Arrowverse.
Uh-huh.
It's going to happen, I'm telling you. We know that these writers and showrunners listen to our podcast, so we know it's going to happen.
They really don't.
But that's all of our DC TV news. Uh-huh. Carrie, why don't you load us down with some DC Universe and some DC General news?
Okay, so the DC Universe is purportedly not shutting down after the launch of HBO Max, which is good. So we are still going to have the independent DC streaming service.
For now.
Thank you. For now. We shall see if that continues.
Do you have a theory about that? Do you really think it's not going to shut down eventually?
I don't know. It depends on how much they want to keep the comics available to people and stuff.
I think they'll still keep the comics. Because
maybe.
They could have it under a subsection in there, because there's probably going to be Harry Potter's going to be a subsection, and some of the other stuff is going to be subsection. So they could put that as a subsection, the DC Universe.
Yeah, maybe. There was a survey going around this week about how you're liking the DC Universe service so far. I was very vocal about my desire for a Kindle app.
Somebody put on Twitter. I think somebody tagged you on Twitter and said that they have a Kindle app for it now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, you need to check it out. Listen, real life. This is live on the air. Carrie is checking your Kindle. Go.
No, because my Kindle's in the other room.
Oh, okay. But I was told.
I'll have to check later.
Yeah.
You're probably making stuff up, I'm sure.
I'm really not. Somebody literally.
Uh huh.
Okay, you go to the next article,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to find out who said it. Go for it.
Right.
Go for it.
Keep,
what we got?
So, everything we know about the HBO Max streaming service. So, what the library will consist of, basically, the properties from Warner Brothers, New Line Cinema, DC Entertainment, Looney Tunes, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, the CW, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Crunchyroll, and Rooster Teeth. I have no idea what that is. Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Also is included a huge part of the old MGM library, which includes Wizard of Oz and other classic films.
Okay. I'm excited. Uh-huh. I am excited about seeing some of the classic films.
Awesome. But we probably will see shows like Friends, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what that means, right? When mm-hmm. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air gets out there so we can all see it, we're going to have to do a podcast about it.
No. No.
It's a good show to do a podcast. Well, no. But it's a good show.
It is a good show, but maybe not so much for a podcast. At least not for us.
Did you watch the so you watched the trailer for HBO Max, right?
I did not.
Okay,
because I'm not getting it anytime soon.
So here, this is kind of a questioning thing. So in the trailer, there's Batwoman is shown in the trailer from the CW.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Is she going to? Is she still going to play on CW, or is everything going to revert back
to HBO
Max?
I'm sure it will, but I'm sure it will probably go to HBO Max as well.
Okay.
I hope so. Otherwise, watching Batwoman is going to be difficult.
I'm actually kind of excited about HBO Max. I'm excited about getting the Warner Brothers library. I'm excited about getting Cartoon Network, at least for my kids. That means by the end of this year, I'll be paying for Hulu,
mm-hmm.
CBS All Access,
DC Universe,
Disney Plus, and
HBO Max,
and then HBO Max.
That's a lot of streaming services.
It is. I'm trying to
figure out. What about Netflix?
No, I don't pay for Netflix. Netflix is paid, and I have a profile.
Okay.
Since you have multiple profiles. So somebody else pays for it, and I have a profile.
Right. Okay.
So that's what we need to do, Carrie. Okay, so we need to split. Me and you need to split the HBO Max monthly.
Uh-huh.
We'll half it.
Yeah, I can't afford another monthly fee right now. Okay,
I know
so
that
anyway, continuing on, there will be the HBO Max original series. This includes the Dune Sisterhood, which is a companion to the new Dune film, a Gremlins animated show.
That's gonna be freaky.
Big Little Lies, the Game of Thrones prequel, Joss Whedon's new series, The Nevers, The Watchmen. Also, J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele's Lovecraft Company, Country, and Stephen King's new series, The Outsiders.
Okay.
So, interesting. We know the price point is going to be... we don't know what the price point is going to be.
No. They're estimating it's going to be around $15. I hope mm-hmm. not, because to yeah. me, if they're trying to compete with the rest of the market... I understand.
Except that if they're rolling HBO and Cinemax into it, each one of those is already like $15 a month.
But I could see them doing at least $10 a month or $9.99. Because if you have the DC Universe for what, $6.99 a month, Disney Plus is going to be $7.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to compete with Disney, and Disney's got right. a monster library.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, let's be honest, Disney has gotten more of a library than HBO Max will have.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah,
if
definitely.
Disney is going to put theirs at $8 a month for a price point, HBO Max may want to look at something even at least around $9 or $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Disney Plus, here's what I learned is cheaper. Doing things,
yeah.
paying yearly, if you can. So pay the yearly fee. Because it's usually like 30 cent or like 30% cheaper,
right?
So that's what
I
do.
Yeah, I mean if that's something that's available to you, yeah, by all means do that.
Like right now, I think CBS for me is $75 for the year.
Okay,
I mean that's good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
so other things we know or don't know, we don't have a specific launch date. However, it's probably sometime in spring of 2020. With a beta version coming out this fall, maybe.
Pick me.
I'm sorry?
Pick me. I'll be your test.
Yeah,
dummy.
I'll do a beta.
I'll do it.
There's been speculation about whether or not the DC Universe will close down. They haven't said one way or another. But
it's probably inevitable, to be honest.
It's possibly, but, you know, we'll see. And then other WB IP will get their own... WB IP get their own sections of the streaming service? We don't know.
Right. So we don't know if the independent properties like Harry Potter will get theirs.
Right. But there's also all of Stephen King's movies. There's, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise... the Conjuring franchise, The Exorcist, et cetera, It.
It will be on there.
Yeah, It. Yep.
It will be. Oh,
it,
so
part
funny.
One and part two.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So moving on, in some sadder news, Eddie Jones, who played Jonathan Kent on Lois and Clark, passed away.
Oh.
At the age of 82. So that... is one of the few versions of Jonathan Kent that actually lived.
Yep.
Who actually survived the iteration of the show that he was on, or movie that he was in. So, interesting. So, yeah, that it's really sad. But, yeah, he was a good actor. He was in, he was in Gettysburg, which was a really good movie as well.
Okay.
Let's see. And then Joaquin Phoenix who stars in The Joker, has said that the Joker movie is not inspired from the DC Comics, actually, the director, Todd Phillips, has revealed that the Joker is not inspired by DC Comics, which is interesting.
So it's a whole new story.
It's a whole new story. I'm hoping this is, in that case, it's going to be some kind of what if.
It could be. I mean, I know Todd Phillips has already come out this week and said that DC needs to jump on the Joker movie and make more like Black Label-ish kind of
yeah.
movies and label it under the Black Label, and this being the starter of it. So I don't know. I know a lot of the critics have already praised this movie and said it's a great movie, but Todd Phillips did come out and say that on Twitter or on his social media that, listen, you're either going to like this movie or you're going to hate it. He said really is not going to be an in-between, but this is the story that he wanted to tell. So I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm excited about seeing it either way.
Yeah. All right, well, that's about it for our news, other than next week is going to be jam-packed because next week is going to be SDCC, a.k.a. San Diego Comic-Con. And DC Warner Brothers is going to have a big presence there this year. So
oh, yeah.
We shall see what things shake out of that.
I'm hoping we get a Doom Patrol Season 2 announcement while we're there.
Me too.
And I'm hoping we get a trailer for Titans. That would be nice.
That would be nice, yes.
I'm trying to think of another trailer we can get while we're there. The next movie release, I think, is Wonder Woman after Joker. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to get a little teaser for Wonder Woman while we're there.
Agreed.
Yeah, you can probably guarantee somebody's going to bring up the Swamp Thing, I think. I mean, just...
Oh, I'm sure someone's going to bring it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, all right.
All right. So, that's it. We're moving into our discussions, aren't we?
Yes, so this is our spoiler section for DC TV discussions.
Okay, so Swamp Thing, Season 1, Episode 7, Brilliant Disguise. Still taking on his human appearance, Swamp Thing takes Abby to a rotten part of the swamp, where she gets in danger. Lucilla leads Avery into the swamp with a hidden intention, while Maria meets up with the leader of a shadowy group. This was a good way for, to bring the actor who played Alec back.
Yes.
Because I really like the chemistry between him and Abby. It's also a good way to have them to do the episode without having to spend so much on makeup and stuff. So major cutback, which is totally fine. I totally approve of what they did here, because that walking around in that full body suit can't be comfortable.
No, it really can't.
You seriously didn't know that Matt was the sheriff's son?
No, for some reason.
They mentioned that four episodes ago.
I that may have been the part I was asleep on. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No. I
not paying attention, guys.
Right. I completely forgot about that until they mentioned it. I'm like,
right.
Oh, wait a minute. He's the. I completely forgot about it. It was funny.
Now I suspected that
Avery
might have been his dad, but. Interesting to get confirmation as he and Lucia is trying to kill him.
Yeah, another interesting thing is that we didn't get any of the Blue Devil in this episode, and we've only got three episodes left.
I know. It's so sad. Yeah, Maria working together, I did not see that coming, but it shouldn't be surprising considering what a rat bastard Avery is.
Do you think that Maria knows that the sheriff and Avery were sleeping together?
Oh, I'm sure she does. We have a lot of evidence after this episode that Maria is smarter than a lot of people think she is.
Oh, she was... I think she was playing Avery, the whole time.
I don't know that she was playing him the whole time.
I think that
as soon as she got back out of the swamp and got was not being haunted anymore, I think she figured out that there was something not right going on, and she's just taken over,
right?
Which is fine.
I wish I had the power to make fruit appear like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that would be very useful. Although I don't know that my office would appreciate all the broken glass and stuff.
And you mentioned Maria getting tough and Maria really coming out. I really like the way she got tough with Dr. Woodrow.
Yes,
that was really good.
And it's like she just wants to, you know, bone up so that she can, you know, hold a conversation, and then she just runs away with it, and it was fabulous.
Oh, it's so funny at the dinner table when like you said, she just runs away with it. Like she gives the Dr. Woodrow gets the form.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to like get his thoughts together, and she just like, boom, I'm taking over. Here's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's great.
I'm guessing a lot of people usually underestimate her.
Yeah,
and suddenly it's just like, oh, nope, this is not the person you want to be screwing with.
I think there was more than pecans in that pie.
You think so?
Oh yeah, I think there was something in. I think when she came out of that swamp. I have a theory now. I don't know how well we'll get it. I think the swamp infected her somehow.
Mm-hmm.
While she was in there, and she slipped something into that pecan pie, and Mr. Kelly, I guess it was the name was, when he ate that pie, you could see it on his face that it's almost as if I felt like something in from the swamp had possessed him too. So I think it was her smooth talk.
Or it could just be that. It could be that, or it could be that she's just that good of a cook.
Well, I agree. I think so too, but I, for some reason, I really think that something happened to her when she was in that swamp. Like, she ingested something. And I think she did that with the pie. But, mm-hmm. So we know that Dr. Woodrow takes his wife back home, and you could tell that the Alzheimer's is really getting to her, and he's really worried about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to,
yeah,
you know, live with. I've had a couple of relatives with Alzheimer's, and it's not easy.
Yeah. And then so Abby gets, you know, zombie bit ish.
Yeah.
in the rotting, and mm-hmm. then they put antiseptic. Now I don't think the antiseptic would have worked that quickly, Carrie.
It's magic antiseptic.
I don't. Okay, Carrie. I'll let you have
I don't
that.
Know. They're dealing with the green. They're dealing with a hallucinogen. They're dealing with you know, Swamp Thing's powers. There's any number of factors that could have helped that along.
I know. And when I watch a show now, for some reason, I kind of like... Not review, but I analyze it too. And something mm-hmm. I noticed that the sheriff forgot to pull the boat anchor up when she drove off in the boat.
Oops.
But the boat just drove off like there was no anchor. So
of course, because you know that's
story error.
That's story error. Yeah, they forgot to do something when they were shooting. It happens.
I know. Yeah, it's just funny. I can pick up on those things now.
Yep.
And obviously Avery's not dead, right?
Oh, obviously not. He crawled out at the end, and I have a feeling that he's going to get infected with whatever darkness is in the swamp. By the way, I love the effects the effects they use when the hallucinogen is wearing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you just kind of it's like you almost like a holographic image of the Swamp Thing coming back under, coming up under Alex's face.
Saw the red eyes. That was that was pretty cool.
And also on his arms too. You see it a couple of times.
Yep, I thought it was really good. Although it was a pretty good episode.
Oh yeah, me too. I agree.
So, all right. Well, is there anything else for Swamp Thing? We got two more.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Hey, listen, we got 10 minutes before my promise is done. So let's move on into Krypton. Season 2, Episode 5, A Better Yesterday. Amidst the hostage negotiation that could end the war on Krypton, Seg seeks answers about Lyta. Glad to see Nyssa turned around. Trying to do things the right way.
Still not entirely sure which side she's on, but, she's on her side.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's, at least trying to be a decent person after she, got a whole bunch of people killed.
It was a couple bunch of people.
It was a few dozen.
I love the line where Seg is talking with Brainiac in his mind when they're on Kandor, and he says, "Are you back inside my mind?" Brainiac says, "I never left." Oh crap!
But it's only a small fraction of him now.
But that's all he needs. It was just so funny. I was just like, because it went to a commercial right there after that scene on my iPad. So it says, "Are you back in my mind? I never left." Boom, commercial. I'm like, mic drop moment right there. I was like, ooh, that's why I put on her. Yeah. Oh crap. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Although Seg is taking advantage of Brainiac being in his head to shoot a lot of people.
Hey, his shooting skills were amazing.
Yeah, that was all Brainiac though.
That was like my level of Call of Duty skills right there.
Don't
believe anything I said there.
I don't believe it. I never believe anything you say, dude.
Aww.
Sorry. But Brainiac has made Seg a bit ruthless, I think.
Yeah.
That could go badly.
I think it was needful at certain points, but I do
agree
with you. It could go badly after a while.
Oh yeah. And I think we've pretty much figured out that it's a bit a mixture of both Seg and Brainiac, who isn't messing around with regards to Drew Zod.
Yeah, he got outed at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lyta,
I hope she's not dead.
I don't think she is.
I haven't seen the preview for next week, so I'm not sure. But
I think it was a hallucination or a hologram.
Or maybe just like a shallow cut. I don't know. By the way, Jax has tech that mimics heat vision on Earth, which was really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, if someone's gonna take your eye, I guess you might as well make the most of it.
Oh yeah, I thought I didn't know what she was doing right there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought because I kind of saw your notes like right before I started watching it. I'm like, okay, I kind of know what I'm looking for. So when she did that, I'm like, oh crap, she's gonna kill Lyta right there.
Yeah, no, she's just gonna kill all the other Sagittarii.
Kill them all, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a good episode. We only have like five more episodes left.
I know. That was pretty good. I can't wait to see how this all shakes out. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I did see the preview for next week because we get Lobo on Krypton.
Lobo is back.
He's come to Krypton.
Lobo is back.
Yay.
Next week's going to be awesome.
Lobo is back. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
I love it.
Okay. Moving on. Young Justice Outsiders, Season 3, Episode 17, First Impression. The Reach are back, terrorizing small-town America, unless the Outsiders can stop them. Yay, finally we get the team name.
The Outsiders.
The entire reason we have the subtitle for the show.
Yep.
Yay.
It was a very good episode. It was a simple episode, but it was a very good episode.
It was.
There wasn't a lot in depth to really look at. I mean, we have the end.
The end is like, oh yeah, there's all kinds of layers heaped on top of this.
Yep.
but we're going to get to that. The inside of the Reach ship kind of looks like the old Legion of Doom headquarters from Super Friends.
It does.
Okay, I'm not the only one who's looking at that going, yeah.
That looks like the Darth Vader helmet out of the swamp. Huh.
Yeah.
You know what?
Why not?
You know what? I can't wait for Warner Media. You know why?
Why?
Because that show will be on there. Because it's got Cartoon Network and all the backlog shows that came that Warner Media owes. And I believe Warner Media owns Hanna-Barbera, don't they?
I believe so.
So we may get all the old Boomerang shows on there as well.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
That could be cool.
New podcast. You ready? Ready? New podcast, Random Chatter Network. The Boomerang cartoon shows.
I don't have time for a new podcast, but if you want to do that,
I don't have time either for another one.
To.
I don't have time for another one. But that one would be legendary. This week, we're going to talk about Hong Kong Phooey. Next week, Jabberjaw.
Yeah, that alarm is really loud.
That would annoy the fire out of
me. I do like how Gar made his tower to emulate the Titans Tower from Teen Titans.
I saw that too. I thought this tower looks very familiar. I've seen this somewhere.
We are paying homage to everything in the show. It's great.
Yep. He was very smart too, by the way, by using social media to start rebellion. Because if anything that can get something going, it's viral videos and stuff on social media. So that was good.
And
he's using Granny to pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to bite him in the butt at some point.
Thank you for pre-editing yourself there.
I guess I did. But for now, I think he should get as many likes as he can.
I agree. And then we get to kind of like the end, and we kind of understand that Aqualad and Magan and Superboy set up that kind of a town issue that happened. They kind of knew they knew it was going to happen weeks before,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't do anything because they wanted to see the outsiders work.
Right.
So that puts in a whole perspective why Aqualad got beat so quickly.
Right. Yeah.
And
he threw the fight.
Yeah. Right. He threw
good.
The fight, and we learned that Batman is.
It's not Aqualad anymore, though. He's Aquaman.
Okay, sorry, Aquaman. And then we learned that Batman is kind of the ringleader behind everything still.
Of course, because Batman is. Batman.
I'm telling you, he never was ostracized from the Justice League. The Justice League...
No.
Either they know what's going... Either at least Superman knows what's going on. Somebody in the Justice League knows what's going on.
I'm okay, my guess is that Superman and possibly Martian Manhunter know. Maybe Wonder Woman?
Well, Wonder Woman was with Batman in
the room. Wonder Woman knows. So maybe those three.
Okay. Either that or Batman's just not telling me because Batman has the issue of not telling people things. But doing it behind the scenes and it coming back to help everybody in the end.
Right.
So.
Well, we shall see.
Anything else?
No, not for our TV.
All right.
Discussion. But I do think we have an email, don't we?
We got some mail.
Yes, we have mail.
The mail, it never fails. It makes me want to... Never mind. But we got some email from Chickfant. Again, since another email. Said, happy 50th. Carrie and Mike, congrats again on your 50th episode. Thank you for reading and responding to my previous message. As I was listening to the episode, two things struck out to me. The first being that you forgot to include the launch of DC Talk as one of the major DC milestones over the past year.
I wouldn't call us a major DC milestone.
No, we
but
are
I'm
mega
glad, milestone. I'm glad someone thinks that we're a major DC milestone.
We are a mega major DC milestone this
past
year.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, dude.
Listen, we know Warner Media listens to us. This show,
they probably don't.
This show really helps.
Let's not let it go to our heads, guys. You're muted, dude.
This show, I hit my fan. I hit it. It was awesome. This show really helps keep me and my family aware of what's going on in the DC universe and not just a streaming service. You're where my family gets the bulk of our DC news and the main resource for DC movie and show reviews and discussion. The second being Eric's mention of Teen Titans Go to the Movies. My dad and I saw it in theater, and it really, really liked it. We were aware of this version of the Teen Titans, but had never watched an episode of the show. We went to see it because the trailers made it look like it was going to be fun, and we weren't disappointed. Like Eric said, it's a better movie than many people will probably give it credit for. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on it when you both find time to watch it. Well, time to go. Thanks for all you do, Chicka Fan.
Aww.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We do. We love it. We love it when our peoples reach out to us. Our groupies reach out. It's awesome. It's wonderful.
We have groupies.
We have groupies.
I'm afraid.
What? Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Get
okay.
Mind flayed. Oh, Stranger Things reference. All right. Anyways, that is the that is all.
You guys see what I have to deal with, like on a constant basis.
And it makes her happy
here?
In life.
What?
What?
What Carrie was saying is that
Carrie and us want to, and Carrie and myself, we want to hear from you. Email us just like Chicka Fan did. Go to email us at dctalk@randomchatter.com. You can reach out to us on Twitter. Go to @randomchatter, or you can find, that's for the main show, or you can find our show at dctalkpod on Twitter as well. You can find myself on Twitter @thedcfanboy. That's @thedc_fanboy. Carrie, where can these awesome peeps find you?
You can find me at KerryBlackfire42. That's KeriBlackfire42.
You can also find all of our shows at randomchatter.com. Make sure you go there. Find all of our amazing shows on the website. We have Star Wars, Marvel, Expanse. Don't ask me about that one yet. And a bunch of other shows you can listen to on the network. You can also leave reviews for us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play. We'll read it on the air. Please do that, because again, once you do, the more reviews we get, there's an algorithm I learned about in Apple that there, the more reviews that we get, the more likelihood our show gets put up onto the network and people can see us, not on the network but on the feed itself. So give us some reviews, leave us, don't just hit the star button, but take a minute or two and just pop us a review, said hey, these are the best two hosts of the DC News you'll ever hear in your life. And that would mean the world to us. So make sure you do that. And with all that being said, Carrie, we out of here, yo.
Yes, we are out of here.
And
bye, guys.
Go get Shazam. See you next week.